Really? Don't have any music.
Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Damon Hatch.
And can you verify the address on the account for me?
It is 6990 Southwest Aaron Moore Way, Portland, Oregon, 97223.
And looking here at the account, it looks like, let's see here, on the 23rd of February, you had paid shipping and handling for a 14-day trial of the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. I show the previous agent did cancel out the account, and how can I help you?
Well, I've actually have a few questions here. So if this is a 14-day trial, then why do you have to pay for it?
You don't pay for the trial, you pay for the shipping and handling to receive the product.
Right, but so how is that free if I'm being charged $91?
Well, your trial ended. So now that your trial ended, we're billing you for the product. The product is only free during the trial because we want you to be able to try it before you buy it. That way, if you don't like it, it doesn't work for you, or your doctor says you can't take it, you can call
so
back in during your trial
period.
The two
bottles that I have right now that I haven't even opened, those are supposed to be free, correct? I just pay for the shipping, correct?
No, it's a free trial. Like I stated, we postpone billing on all products during the trial because we want you to try it before you buy it. But if you don't
that
cancel
totally
in the trial period,
though.
Then we bill you for the product. I don't understand what's deceptive about trying something before you buy it, sir.
So
yeah,
what is...
If you try it, you can't get it your money back. That's deceptive.
So what is the name of the company? Of
Keto
company?
Ascend.
But you guys keep on answering the phone, customer service. You don't even answer the phone. I'm sorry. It's just it now because I bought it online. Now everything is starting to feel shady to me.
Well, did you read
because
over the terms
one,
and conditions when you placed your order where it explained that it was a 14-day trial?
It did not say that. It said, get this bottle. And then after I said yes to the one bottle, it said, if you get the cleanse after that, you just pay for the shipping. Done. Name, address, and my credit card. It was like a very minimal, like you just basically fill out the very minimal thing. That was all it was. Yeah, it's probably my fault for, filling it out. But when it said free to try it,
well, it says
you just
claim
pay
your
for
free
the shipping,
trial.
But it's not a free trial.
If you canceled in the trial period, sir, you would have never paid for the product as it was a free trial. But because you didn't cancel during
I'd
your
never
trial,
see that.
It was no longer free. That's no different than if you do a trial for TV services. It'll be free during the trial period, but if you don't cancel, they're going to bill you for service. That's any trial. You have to cancel in the trial period if you don't want to be billed.
I mean, I see
and
what you're saying
explained.
There, but it never said that.
Okay, so all of our order forms
so
ask
I would
customers,
like to see
are you 18
about...
years or older, and do you agree to the terms and conditions? It looks like you were
they
only billed for
that.
One of our products. Looks like you were only billed for one of our products. You were not billed for both. I can waive the fee for the second product as you still owe for that one. But as far as the charge for the product that you were billed for, I can't reverse that
I
charge,
mean, I'll
sir.
Send
That's
them
a valid
back.
Charge.
I mean, I'll send this back.
We don't take returns on perishables, sir.
Ma'am, I mean, my wife works, and it doesn't matter where she's worked. She's looking you guys up right now, and AARP is one that considers you guys a scam. So what I need to do is I need to get the $91 back. I will be happy to send these unopened bottles. They still have the seal on them. I'll send them back to you.
Okay, so as I stated, sir, we do not take returns on any perishables after you receive the product. That's the whole purpose of
the
you being able
still
to
on
cancel.
Them, ma'am.
Yeah, but we won't take that chance, sir. It's company policy. We're not taking returns on any perishables at the moment. That's why we give you the opportunity to cancel within the trial period, because you keep the product and you don't pay for the product if
there
you cancel
during
the trial.
There was nothing in the ad that said that.
It
there
explains it in
there
the terms
no
and conditions.
There was no terms and conditions.
There are terms
Did
and
I
conditions on all of our websites, and we do have a copy of the terms and conditions that you agreed upon. It says,
ma'am,
by
I'm
placing
sorry,
an
I'm
order through this
you,
website,
but...
our... It says, by placing an order through this website, you acknowledge and agree to be bound by all of the terms and conditions stated herein. If you do not agree to these terms, do not place an order from this website. These terms govern and apply to your access order from this site as well as document as it appears. Any order you place through this website and websites on which the documents appears, these terms contain an arbitration agreement and a class action waiver. Read them carefully because they affect your legal rights. And then when you go over the terms and conditions, it says the 14-day offer trial for the product includes enrollment in our reoccurring shipping program, which is subject to the terms described below. You must contact customer service at least one business day before the end of your 14-day trial period and cancel in order to not be billed for the product. See customer service information below. If you do not contact customer service at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial period, we will charge $92.90, which includes the shipping and handling the day after the trial period ends, to the card that you provided at checkout, and you will continue with the reoccurring shipping program. Approximately every 30 days after the trial ends, we will automatically charge you $92.90 to the same card you provided when you signed up for the trial offer. Please note that we calculate the 14-day trial period and subscription term in calendar days, Monday through Sunday, not business days. And then it provides our contact information. These were the terms and conditions
that
were agreed upon.
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But that was not listed anywhere when I told you. I said it was just name, address, what the product was, and my credit card. That's all it was. And so, I mean, with the Better Business Bureau, you guys do not have a great score. We just looked it up just now.
Absolutely, but they are aware
that
we provide that information, sir.
It's a scam.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, sir, but the Better Business Bureau is fully aware of the terms and conditions that we provide to all customers. Now, of course, you're going
to
get customers that don't read that information.
I'm going to have my lawyer... Or I'm going to have my lawyer contact you guys, because this was, I still have the part where the fill out information, it does not say that.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying, sir, but when they do contact us and require us to provide them the information of the order form that you filled out and the terms and conditions that were agreed upon,
but I'm looking
and
at
they
it
read
right
over
now,
it
ma'am.
And they read over it themselves with the information that we provide, then you're actually going to be required to pay the full amount. Like I stated, sir, you've only been billed for one product. You have not been billed for both. So the account
I don't
is
understand
canceled.
That. I mean, that's not what the other guy said.
You've been billed for one product, not both. Otherwise, you would have been
what
billed
do you mean,
again
one
another.
Product?
Okay, you have two products from us, right? You have the keto and you have the cleanse. Okay, the cost for the keto is $92.90. The cost for the cleanse is $91.89. You've been billed for one of the two products that you got from us. You're outside of your trial period. I can waive the cost for the second product. I can do a partial refund even as a courtesy for the original charge for one of the products that you had received. But I can't give you a full refund and give you all of the product for free as you are outside of your trial period. So I can do 35% of the charge
that you
did
receive.
So you're
telling me if I would have called yesterday or something like that, I wouldn't have been charged at all.
If you would, yes, if you would have called within the trial period, as it explains in the terms, we would not have billed you for anything but the shipping and handling. That's the purpose of the free trial, to cancel within the trial period and not be billed if you do not wish to pay for the product. But you're outside of your trial period now, and we have billed you for the product. And now that we've billed you and your trial has ended, I understand that you're upset, sir. But again, I can waive the fee for the product that you were not billed for altogether. And I can do a 35% refund for the product that you were billed for, but I can't do a full refund on all of the product as you are outside of your terms and conditions that you agreed upon.
So just because I missed it by a couple hours or whatnot, you can't do that.
Well, it's more than a couple hours, sir.
Well, then why did you guys, what I'm saying is my card was just charged, like, let's say about an hour ago. So if I would have called maybe 3 hours ago, it would have been fine.
No, so you would have had to call the day before. It says at least one business day before the end of the trial.
Okay.
Your trial ended on, technically, your trial ended on the 9th. If you count calendar days, sir, we were supposed to bill you on the 9th. We didn't bill you until the 12th. So not only did we give you the 14 days, but we gave you an additional 3 days on top of it, and the account was still not canceled.
Okay. Well, like
did you
I
want
said,
me to process that refund for you?
I would like the whole refund, please.
Okay, I understand that, sir. But again, as I read in those terms and conditions, those charges are
valid. I understand what you read there.
So I can waive one fee for you altogether.
But what
the
I'm
most
trying
that
to
I
tell
can
you,
do
and
is
you're
the
not
50%.
Believing me, and what I'm trying to tell you, and you're not believing me, I have the form right here on my wife's phone, name, address, and what the product is. It does not say any terms and conditions on this form whatsoever. There is none. There is no box to check. There is nothing like that. I'm looking at it right now. So you're pulling up terms and conditions
and you're on
somewhere else.
You're on tryketoascend.com where the order was placed.
I didn't go there. I was on Facebook.
And Facebook redirects you to our website to place your order. When you click on the link through Facebook and get redirected, it takes you to our order form, which is on tryketoascend.com.
That's what I'm looking at. It does not say any terms and conditions.
When
I'm
you go to tryketoascend.com,
right.
When you go to tryketoascend.com and you scroll down to the bottom, you can click terms and conditions right there on the bottom next to contact us, privacy policy, and all of the terms and conditions are provided, sir.
No, there is not.
They are, sir, on all order forms. We're required to provide that information.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're on tryketoascend.com?
I am, ma'am.
Okay, so on tryketoascend.com, at the top, it shows a lady in a blue swimsuit. And when you scroll down to the bottom, terms and conditions, privacy policy, contact us, toll-free number. Click on terms and conditions, and bam, there's everything that I had read
to you. But what I'm trying to tell you, it did not say that.
You might
so
have
misleading.
Missed it, sir, but we do provide that information on every order form. Every customer fills the same order form, and we provide the same terms and conditions on every order form that's filled out with our company. Now, the most that I can do as far as the charge goes, sir, because we're going in circles, and the terms and conditions we have right here that you agreed upon when you placed your order. So I can meet you halfway on the charge. I can waive the charge for the second product as you have not paid for that one at all. But I can't do a full refund on everything, sir. You're outside of your trial period per the terms and conditions. Did you want me to process that refund? 50% of the charge and waiving the second charge altogether.
50% is the most you can do?
Yes, sir, absolutely, as it is a valid charge. And I'm also waiving the other product altogether.
But do you understand how I'm feeling that this is like a scam?
I can understand that, sir. A lot of customers, when they don't see the terms and conditions, do feel that way, or if they forget to cancel their trial. But we have customers calling in every day asking questions about the terms and conditions. So if we have customers calling in asking about the terms and conditions, we can't go based off of the few customers who don't read it. So I can do 50% of the charge and then waive the other fee. Did you want me to process that for you?
Okay, what I'm not understanding is what you're saying about the other fee. What is this?
Because
other
you owe
fee?
For two products, sir. We've only billed you for one product. As I explained to you earlier, the keto itself costs $92.90. The cleanse by itself costs $91.89. You have two bottles from us. You were only billed for one. Technically, you still owe us for the second product. I can waive the fee for the second product altogether, and I can do a 50% refund on the charge that you received for the original product. Did you want me to process that refund?
Yes, please.
Okay, bear with me one moment while I process the refund for you. Did the previous agent provide you your cancel? No, sir, not with me waiving one of the bottles entirely. That's a full charge of $92.90 that you have not been billed. So I can waive one full charge, but I can't do more than 50%.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes,
the same
sir.
Thing over and over, but all I'm asking is
I can't do
like
more,
75%.
Sir. No, sir, because I'm waiving one full charge. I cannot do any more than 50% for the other one.
All right. See what
okay,
you
bear
do.
With me one moment. So that's $45.94. That'll go back in your account in 5 to 7 business days. You'll get an email verifying the refund. Do you need the refund transaction ID number or the cancellation number?
Yes, let me grab a pen. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the refund transaction ID number is 608-351-0236.
Okay.
And did the previous agent give you the cancellation number or no?
No.
Okay, let me give you that as well. So that's going to be C for Charlie, 2232.
Okay.
A for Apple, 2. F for Frank, 19. C for Charlie.
Okay.
All right. So be on the lookout for that email confirming the refund, as well as that refund going back in your account in 5 to 7 business days. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great night.
Thank you.